the Instagram stories for Thursday, October 23rd. I'm your host, Daniel Hill. There's a huge amount of YouTube news to get into today. I'm super excited. First, they have unveiled something they're calling likeness detection to ensure that no one else is using your likeness in any videos. They also have a new Ask Studio, which is an AI feature that will look at your old content and make recommendations for your new content based on what it's seen perform well and give you ideas. There are also some new YouTube Live features that we'll touch on, and Renee Ritchie from the YouTube Creator Insider team shares how to sort YouTube comments by newest and then to set that as the default. And we'll also share some strategy from the head of Instagram, all about how to make the platform a less pressurized situation. We'll get into how to turn off like counts, how to disable comments, and how to use close friends to ensure that you don't feel anxious about what you post on Instagram. All of that and more on today's episode, but first, here's a quick word from our sponsors. Welcome back. We're going to be talking about a lot of new YouTube features. I'm not going to play all of the clips in their entirety because it would just be way too long, but first, let's start with the new Ask Studio, which is an AI built into YouTube Studio that you can get help from.
What's up, insiders? I'm Jessica, a product manager on YouTube Creator Studio, and today I'm super excited to introduce you to a brand new tool in YouTube Studio designed to make your creator journey even smoother. Ask Studio. We've been working hard on this, and we know you'll have some questions, so let's start with the basics. What is Ask Studio? Ask Studio is your new AI creative companion, offering quick, helpful information and ideas rooted in your channel's data. Think of it as a thought partner integrated directly into YouTube Studio that can help you with things like gathering insights on what your community is saying, understanding your analytics, and finding new inspiration for your next videos. So why did we decide to build Ask Studio, and what needs does it address for creators? We built Ask Studio to save you time and effort. It uses your channel and video data to give you tailored and useful insights right within Studio. This means you can get answers and ideas specifically relevant to your content and your audience, allowing you to focus more on bringing your creative vision to life and less time digging for information.
Okay, I'm going to cut the next clip because they explain how to actually use the tool, and it's hard to understand that through an audio. It's definitely worth watching the video. I'll link to it in the show notes. In the end part of the clip, they explain how to use it if you've never used AI before and you want to get the most out of the tool. Here's the clip.
Next, what tips do we have to use prompts more efficiently, especially if a creator has never used any AI tools before? We recommend starting with clear and concise questions. Try, what were the top three most viewed videos from last month? Or, can you summarize the main themes in the comments on my latest video? Be specific about what you're looking for and try out different phrasing. For example, instead of give me video ideas, you can try, what are some trending topics related to gaming that my audience might be interested in? If you don't get the answer you expect, try rephrasing your question or adding more context. Think of it like a conversation. The more information you give, the better the response will be. You can even use context. For instance, I'm planning my content for the next month. My audience seems to love my DIY home decor series. Can you suggest three new video ideas for that series, specifically focused on budget-friendly projects? Next question.
Okay, let's go on to the next new YouTube feature, likeness detection. Here's the YouTube team explaining a little bit about this.
What's up, insiders? Today, we want to give you a sneak peek into the likeness detection tool we announced and made on YouTube in September that we hope will help many creators in the ever-evolving era of AI. We've been testing this tool with a small subset of creators over the past few months, and we're excited to share that we're beginning to expand it to all creators in the YouTube Partner Program over the next few months. So what is likeness detection? This technology lets you easily detect, manage, and request the removal of unauthorized videos where your facial likeness may be altered or made with AI, a critical way to safeguard your identity and ensure your audience isn't misled. At YouTube, our goal is to build AI technology that empowers human creativity responsibly, and that includes protecting creators and their businesses. So we built this tool to help you. Monitor how your likeness shows up. In other words, understanding if other people are generating videos using your facial likeness. Safeguard your identity. If you see a video that uses your likeness without your permission, you will be able to send a removal request for review under YouTube's privacy guidelines. And protect your viewers by keeping your audience from being misled about what you endorse and what you don't.
Okay, I'm going to stop the clip there because the next part is a demo that's obviously not going to work in an audio situation. But I think this is a really important feature because as AI gets better, people can use your likeness or other people's likenesses. And so being able to detect that and request for it to be taken down in an automated fashion, so smart. Okay, the next clip I'm going to play has to do with some new YouTube Live features. This video is 30 minutes long, and they talk about all the features, but very slowly. I'm just going to play you a clip and then explain what I cut.
I'm going to start off with a big one. Horizontal and vertical streaming. You no longer need two stream keys, two links, two chat rooms. And I know you've managed that in the past, but like, how nice is it just to go live and have YouTube figure that out?
Yeah, it's really nice. I did try for a couple of days having the two stream keys and the two lives. It was a mess because there's two chats, two super chats everywhere. I was just like, what is going on? It was a mess. I don't know how people were managing that. But then I only had to do it for a couple days because then the feature came out for the horizontal and vertical, and it saved so much time. Yeah. Like, setting up everything is just so much easier now.
It feels like a quality of life improvement. How does it actually work, though?
That is a great question for our technical teams.
Well, but as a creator, like, you start a live stream, you should pay attention to the horizontal, right? Because even if you're primarily vertical live, the horizontal people will still see what's next to you.
Yes. So in terms of on the creator side, you're still using your live control room in the same way that you would be broadcasting today. But you have the ability to set up and send a horizontal stream and a vertical stream. And then I think that the changes is a lot on the viewer side. Your viewers, no matter what they are consuming on, they will get a live stream that works best there for them. So if we have somebody who's watching on mobile, they will get that full bleed immersive stream. So they're right in the action. If you have somebody who's casted you up on a TV, they will have that horizontal stream that better fills the space that's available. And then, as Lana mentioned, it's one shared chat room, one shared interactivity experience across those. I think the magic for creators, though, is that it gives you the distribution of that vertical live feed. So live streams are available in the Shorts feed today. So as people are swiping through, they are going to be able to see your immersive streams, which hopefully, as you've been testing this out, you've been able to see an increase in viewership that's been coming from that.
Okay, I'm going to stop it there, but let me just cover all the new things about YouTube Live. You can stream horizontally and vertically at the same time with all viewers being in one shared chat. This is in experimental phase now, but it's going to be rolling out more in the coming months. Also, AI-powered highlights from live streams. So AI can automatically pull portions of your live stream into shorts so that you can just review them and then upload them, making sure that your live content gets seen by more people. You now have the ability to practice before going live. You can practice live streaming on the mobile app and then go live when you are ready. You can also react live to content on YouTube, so you can react to someone else's live while you are live. There's a couple more minor ones. I will link to the entire video in the show notes so you can check it out for yourself. Okay, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, Renee Ritchie from the YouTube Creator Insider team is going to explain how to sort your YouTube comments by newest and then make that the default. And the head of Instagram, Adam Mosseri, explains how you can reduce your anxiety on Instagram by using some features you might not know about. Stick around. Welcome back. Here's YouTube liaison Renee Ritchie from the Creator Insider team explaining how to sort your YouTube comments by newest and then make that the default.
Did you know that you can still get comments sorted by newest in YouTube Studio and even set that as the default? I'm Renee Ritchie, a longtime creator now working inside YouTube, and here's how. Open YouTube Studio on desktop or mobile, click on Community. If you're in mobile, tap on View All, click on Sort By, click on Newest. Now, if you want to make sure it's like that all the time, click on the Filters icon, and at the very bottom, click on Set Current Filters as your default. Then, just like that, bing, bang, boom. From now on, whenever you open Studio, that's how you see your comments. Drop your questions below and follow for more.
I love those short clips because they're things that you might not know were possible on the platforms, but just in a very short amount of time. Let's now go on to Instagram. Here's the head of Instagram, Adam Mosseri, explaining how to give yourself less anxiety when using Instagram by taking advantage of some features that you might not know about.
Have you ever been anxious about how one of your posts is doing on Instagram? Well, I'll make a number of posts about how to increase your reach, but I wanted to make one video about how you can depressurize the experience a little bit for yourself. A couple features that you may or may not know about. One, you can actually turn off like counts, so people can still like your post, but they can't see how many likes your post has overall. Two, if you care about this, you can actually turn off comments as well, just for that post or for all your posts. Or three, you can just forget about reaching the maximum number of people and just post to your close friends. Maybe it's something that you really care about and you want to share it with the people that you care about most. Now, these won't increase your reach, but they might help you feel a little bit more comfortable with sharing on Instagram. So try them out if you're feeling anxious about how your posts are doing, and I will also follow up with some advice about how to increase your reach if that's what you care about most. More to come. Peace.
Okay, that's going to do it for today's episode. Hopefully you found that helpful. If you did, if you could leave a review on Apple Podcasts, that would be awesome. The link to do that is in the show notes. As always, thank you for listening, and be sure to come back next time for more social media news, strategy, and other things that I'm positive you should be aware of.
Yeah. Let's get it. The year was 2013. You posted your first pic, and you're glad your post got seen. Your friends liked it too, but what you didn't know is what posting on that platform would do. Taking all your time and attention, doom scrolling, also let me mention, you got to post on every platform, putting content up every set just to conform. Likes gave you validation and you got hooked. Now engagement is down, you feeling overlooked. Hey, keep coming back for more podcasts and find me on Instagram at Daniel Hill Media.